안녕하십니까? 이 방송은 2012학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 외국어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2012학년도 7월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명과 수험 번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번 문제까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 연필꽂이를 고르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a pencil holder to put on my desk.
Okay. We have a wide selection of pencil holders. Do you want a round-shaped one or a square-shaped one?
I prefer a square-shaped one.
Then how about this one? It is small, so it doesn't take up much space on your desk.
It looks cute. But I want a holder with some separate blocks.
No problem. Then this one will be right for you. It has one big section in the middle with two small sections on both sides.
I like it. But is there any other model with different pictures on it? I don't like the cartoon animals on it.
We have the same model with flowers on it.
It's great. I'll take it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brandon, you seem to have something on your mind. What's up?
I just got a call from the head office. I'm being transferred.
What department are you getting transferred to?
They're sending me to the sales department, but I wanted to go to public relations.
Oh, that's why you don't look happy.
Yeah. Recently, I've been working hard to increase my qualifications by taking courses related to public relations.
Did you talk about it with the company?
I did, but they said there's nothing they can do at the moment.
I see. Well, I'm sure you'll get a better opportunity someday.
Thanks. This just isn't my time, I guess.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Recently, we've been discussing how to work out safely, focusing on the importance of warming up. But cooling down after exercise is just as important as warming up before exercise. In order to reduce the risk of injury, cooling down means gradually slowing down the level of activity. It helps the heart rate and breathing return to normal and can prevent dizziness or pain. It also helps the body flush out toxins and release tension. When exercise is suddenly stopped, blood and waste products stay in the muscles, which can cause swelling and pain. Cooling down helps the blood return to the heart in adequate quantities so as to reduce the amount of waste products in the muscles.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Julie, it's 4:30. Did you find all the books you need for your science paper?
Yes, Luckily, I found two, so I don't need to go to a bookstore.
Good. Let's go to the checkout. I found everything I need in this science magazine.
Wait a minute, Mike. You can't check out periodicals such as magazines.
Really? I didn't know that. But I need these 10 pages of articles.
It's okay. They allow you to make photocopies.
Great. Can I pay for copying with cash?
No, you can't. In this library, you have to use a copy card. You can use mine if you need to.
Okay, thanks.
It's almost closing time. While I borrow the books, you'd better get your pages copied. You have to go downstairs.
Okay.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I'm interested in the swimming course and the cooking course this community center is offering this summer. Are they still available?
Yes, there are a few spots left in both.
Good. How much is the registration fee?
The fee for each course is $50. But if you take two or more courses at a time, you get a 10% discount.
Great. I'd like to register for both courses. So the total is $90, right?
Right. Oh, one more thing. If you are a resident in this town, you get an additional $5 off each course.
That's perfect. I just moved to the neighborhood. I have my resident card with me.
Okay. How would you like to pay? Cash or credit card?
Cash, please.
6번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's time for a book for the weekend. I've chosen The Power of Change by Michael Elliott because today's theme is a good book to wrap up the year. This is such a famous book that we don't need a long introduction. But just in case any of our listeners are unfamiliar with it, I'll briefly introduce it. Since its publication in 1970, it has been popular with people who feel anxiety about a life-changing decision. Everyone struggles and feels stress in times of change. I chose this as an end-of-the-year book because with the coming of a new year come new changes, and this book gives the message that change is a positive thing in life and should be seen as an opportunity. So, it's a good idea for you to read this book and think about the changes in your life.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing there, Kate?
Oh, Jack. This vacuum cleaner doesn't work very well. Could you help me?
Okay. Let me see. I think there's a problem with the motor.
Oh no! Then what should I do?
Why don't you call hotel maintenance and ask them to repair it?
But I have to clean several guest rooms in an hour. I don't have enough time.
I see. Oh, wait a minute. I saw an extra vacuum cleaner in the utility room this morning.
Really? Could you get it for me? I need to arrange the bed sheets and towels before check-in time.
Sure. I'll do it right away.
Thanks a million.
8번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Sandra, I didn't expect to see you here.
Hey, Chris. I had some bad luck today.
What happened?
On the way to the hospital, I stopped at a red light. But when I tried to go again, my car didn't move.
You mean the engine was suddenly dead in the middle of the road?
Exactly. So I called the insurance company, and they sent a tow truck.
That's too bad. Is the car on the lift yours?
Yes, it's being fixed now.
So what did the mechanic say?
He said a bad oil pump is the problem.
That's why a regular inspection is important.
You're right. I think I should have my car checked regularly.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello. This is Sally in 318.
Hi, Sally. How's the apartment working out for you?
Well, that's what I'm calling about. I've been having some problems.
Oh, what problems?
There's water leaking onto the floor. When I signed the contract to rent your apartment, you said everything was okay.
Okay, I'll check it out for you. Maybe it needs waterproofing. What else?
Well, the air conditioning isn't working properly.
The air conditioner was working well before you moved in, so I think you should handle it.
What? I think my rent covers all these matters.
The contract says that the maintenance of electronics and appliances is your responsibility. Why don't you check it again?
Okay, I'll call you in a few minutes after I check the contract.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Angela, you look great. So beautiful.
Thanks. It's my costume for the dance performance this weekend.
Are you all ready for your show?
Almost. Dad, are you free this afternoon?
Why? Do you need help with something?
Yeah, I need to go to the shoe repair shop to pick up my dance shoes, but it's really far from home.
Well, I have a dental appointment later, but I can give you a ride after 3 o'clock.
I have to go to the gym for practice at that time. Do you mind going by yourself? I need the shoes for tomorrow's rehearsal.
Not at all. I'll pick them up after my dental treatment.
Would you? Thank you, Dad.
No problem. Don't practice too late.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 결혼 사진 패키지를 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm looking at wedding photo packages on the web.
Did you find any good ones?
Maybe, but there are several things to consider. First, we have to choose the type of album.
A CD seems to be more convenient than a book.
Okay, let's go with a CD. Next, we have to choose the number of photos. We have 2 options.
I don't think 50 photos is enough.
I agree. We need more than that.
Look, how about an online gallery? Our photos could be shared with friends and family everywhere.
Honey, do you think that's really necessary? I don't want our photos to be online.
Okay, if you insist. We also have to consider our budget. I don't want to pay more than $600.
Then we only have 1 choice.
12번. 다음을 듣고 쿨랄루 와일드라이프 캠프에 관한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
If you're looking for a real wildlife experience, then Kulalu Wildlife Camp, one of Kenya's best-kept secrets, is for you. Kulalu Camp gives you the opportunity to enjoy amazing wildlife. The camp consists of 5 spacious tents. Each tent is thoughtfully positioned to ensure a breathtaking view of the Galana River. Kulalu Camp is environmentally friendly, being powered by solar panels. The dining and lounge area provides a safe and comfortable place to quietly watch the wild animals' activity along the river bank. Especially bird watching at Kulalu Camp is truly fantastic. Over 90 species of birds live within 500 meters of the camp. You can also enjoy safari at half price while you're staying at Kulalu Camp. Don't miss this unforgettable opportunity.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1. This room is a little too dark for kids to read in, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid it could damage their eyesight.
Number 2. Hey, can't you see you've cut in?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I didn't think you were in line.
Number 3. Mr. Smith, I can't see the numbers on the blackboard well.
Really? Then I'll write them again.
Number 4. Should I cover my eye like this?
Yes, and move back behind the line, please.
Number 5. Wow, you have an eye for choosing the right color.
Thanks. This is my favorite color.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Stella, why the long face?
I've got a real problem. I don't know what to do.
What's the situation?
Glenn asked me to help him with his research this Saturday.
Yeah, he's really busy with that these days. So did you say yes?
Yes, I thought I could help him.
And you mean you can't?
Actually, I forgot that I'm supposed to participate in a very important conference this Saturday.
I see. You're double booked. Well, then I think you should call Glenn and cancel the appointment.
But he'll be really disappointed. He sounded so desperate.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, what are you looking at so intently? Something interesting on the web?
I'm browsing the online map of my area. I decided to commute by bike starting next month.
Bike commuting? What a brilliant idea. That's a good way to stay fit.
You're right, but I'm not doing it just for my health.
What do you mean?
I'll be helping the environment by reducing my carbon footprint.
Wow! I didn't know you were into environmental matters. That's wonderful.
Yeah, there's no reason why I shouldn't bike to work. Hey, why don't you join me?
I know it's good in many ways, but actually, I'm not a good rider.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What a big and beautiful tulip. Did you draw it?
Yeah, I made it for my geography term paper.
What do tulips have to do with geography?
There's a country that's famous for tulips. Do you know which one?
Oh, I got it. It's the Netherlands, right?
Bingo! This is an imaginary picture of Tulip Island. Someday, it might be part of the Netherlands.
Tulip Island? I've never heard of it. What is it?
It's a tulip-shaped artificial island. The Netherlands plans to build it in the future.
Sounds interesting. Is it possible to make such an island?
Technologically, it's possible. There are already some cases of artificial islands.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니퍼가 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer has been working with her group members on their science project. She likes working in the group except for one thing. One of her group members, Brian, uses her things without asking her. The first time, she didn't say anything because she thought that he wouldn't make a habit of it and would ask her permission next time. But since he hasn't asked, she's starting to get frustrated. It bothers her so much that she can't focus on the project. She's going to tell him about it. In this situation, what would Jennifer most likely say to Brian?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 모두 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.